We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's the voice of Chiefs Kingdom and the premier play-by-play man in the NFL.
Off of Edelman and pick by the Honey Badger. Pick six. Tyrann Mathieu, pick six.
Andy joins Fesco in the morning every Friday at 7:30 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good.
610 Sports Radio. Here's Mitch Holtis.
Indeed, it is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joining us, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. Mitch, ho-hum, another comeback last week. I've just been fielding people this week saying, were you nervous? And I said, nervous? It was down 12 at halftime with the ball. What was there to be nervous about in game number one? I mean, it's just pretty much par for the course. Defense puts its foot in the ground, and, you know, the offense makes a little comeback. I think I've seen that script.
Trail for 53 minutes, and then, no problem. It kind of looked like Super Bowl 54 to me, didn't it, to you? From the standpoint even of the Cleveland Browns, that had a scheme that was great, and they were executing it fine, and just things are – and then, whoop, that 75-yard touchdown kind of changed complexion of the things, getting the fumble recovery. And then the defensive stops late. It just looked like the same script in Miami on February 2nd of 2020.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, again, to see this team come back, but never something I didn't think was going to happen. They've done that to us now over the years with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. Just get me a stop on defense, get me the ball back, and I'm going to make a play. And it's just, I know we talk about it a lot, Mitch, but every time you see something like that happen with this team, it's just got to be backbreaking, not only for the team that they're playing, but for the rest of the league that's looking around hoping they lose a football game here or there.
Well, and again, the litmus test for these quarterbacks, and everybody wants to compare it to Mahomes, is there was a great chance for Baker Mayfield. 2:49, sure. He's got a timeout, the two-minute warning, and he's down four. Go get a touchdown, right? If that's Patrick Mahomes running on the field, what are you thinking? If that's Tom Brady running on the field, what are you thinking? If that's Aaron Rodgers of 2020 running on the field, what are you thinking? Sorry, Willikowski.
Wow. Yeah, that was rough.
I saw what you were doing there.
I think you touched it.
But you get my point. Yes. You catch it, my point here. And the fact that, it's just coming. If you're going to box the Chiefs, you better knock them out early like Tampa Bay did in Super Bowl 55, or realize that it's going all 15 rounds, because the Chiefs will find a way to knock you out in the 14th or 15th round.
And now the Chiefs go and play a team that they have owned over the last 4 years in the Baltimore Ravens, who are coming off a heartbreaking primetime game loss to the Las Vegas Raiders last week. This is a big one for the Ravens, isn't it?
I think it's bigger, Bob, than just a single week. I think what the Ravens have been since John Harbaugh has been there, and John's done a great job, excellent coach, was with Coach Reed for 10 years in Philadelphia. I think their whole program is in balance here. Because think about it. They've got to decide, what are we doing with Lamar Jackson? Is he that guy? Is he the guy at 2:49 to go, one timeout, two-minute warning, down four, he's going to go get seven? Because they got to figure out if they're going to pay him the big bucks or not. And then the second part of the equation of this game to me is Baltimore has been such an outstanding, dominating defensive team and such an attacking defensive team. They blitz you getting on the tarmac, and here they come. and it became a problem from there. I think it cost him the game against the Raiders on Monday Night Football. They ran and they sent eight guys on the final play in overtime. Eight. It's only the second time that's happened in overtime. In Next Gen Stats had this since Next Gen Stats came into being. Like, what are you doing, especially with the injuries? Mm-hmm. So here's John Harbaugh flying home from that game thinking, what are we? What are we doing? If it's more than just going 0-2 this week for them, it could be a much bigger picture. There's a lot of pressure on those guys.
You mentioned Lamar. Could he be that guy with 249 to go down five or whatever it is to lead your team on a comeback? I look around and I go, there aren't many guys that are that guy. I think you named all three of them, Mitch. I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Tom Brady. Maybe Russell Wilson can be in that mix right now.
Yeah, I'm putting him in there. I think there's four dudes that can do that.
And so if you don't have one of those four dudes, like, you just cut your head off and quit? I mean, like what are you supposed to do at this stage
not
of the game
down,
in the NFL?
Not be down five with whatever minutes to go.
Yeah, but
that's true. For the front. Yeah.
So if Lamar's not the answer, like, are you drafting a guy in the first round? Like, what are you doing if you're the Ravens?
That's my point. And that's what John Harbaugh is trying to think through, him and their front office, which has been outstanding ever since they won the 2000 Super Bowl. They just haven't fallen off the cliff because they've been steady. The other thing they're facing, guys, in their division is they had four automatic wins. We can look at Cleveland and Cincinnati. They're just going, okay, we're 4-0 there. Now right. What do we have after that? Well, we're going to go fight Pittsburgh. Those days are over. Cleveland's there, and they're there to stay. And Cincinnati looks like they're going to be ornery. So Coach Harbaugh is also looking at that. But defensively, to me, and how they approach this game is really interesting and could be perplexing for them because they blitz, they attack, that's what they do, but they don't have Matt Judon. They've got all these injuries. They lost Marcus Peters. They're down another corner. They're auditioning corners as we speak. And people have quit blitzing Patrick Mahomes. His blitz rating last year was 134.9. It was the best in the National Football League in five seasons. And yet, it's Baltimore saying this is what we do. There's just a lot of things going on for John Harbaugh, I think. And the biggest one is he's looking at his whole program of examining it and thinking, okay, do we have to do this differently? Or what do we do at quarterback and on offense?
Now, you said Patrick Mahomes very good against the blitz. We still have an offensive line that we don't, you know, that three guys have one game of snaps in NFL-wise. Will they still try to mix and match and try to confuse the offensive line?
I do think that. But one of the biggest positives of the Cleveland game for that young offensive line was the way those middle three handled the blitzes of Cleveland. Now, Cleveland didn't blitz much. They blitzed 12 times in 61 snaps. But it's like they couldn't help themselves. And to Bob and your point, Kling, when things started to avalanche, the boulders came down into the campground for them. They go, well, let's blitz him then. That led to the 75-yard touchdown. They've been playing back, two deep safety, wide nine rushers, all that. And then they go, let's blitz. Well, whoops, game changes. And so, but the middle blitzes were picked up. The A and B gap blitzes were, and what Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Tooney did was let Patrick Mahomes step up because we know that the outside was an issue with Myles Garrett and Clowney. And here they came on those wide nine rushes. But Mahomes, who's been working on this, he's talked about it Monday night with me on the Chiefs Kingdom show, just a step for him into the pocket is enough to create something positive to happen. Well, you can't step if the A-gap gets destroyed. That's what happened in Super Bowl 55. It's the least talked about pressure. They took away the outside and the inside. But if that middle three, those young guys, can continue to pick up the exotic blitzes, and Baltimore's done it the best of anybody. Patrick Queen came free a couple times in the A-gap against Derek Carr on Monday night. But if those young guys can pick that up along with Tooney, it allows Patrick Mahomes to get that step up into the pocket.
So we're talking with Mitch Holtless, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. Joins us every Friday at 7:30. Do you think Wink Martindale will make a deal and press his luck by blitzing Patrick Mahomes a lot?
Hey, wasn't Wink? I thought Wink Martindale was a game show host.
I thought so, too.
I'm really confused about it. Is this the same guy? I look at him, I go, that can't be the same guy. He doesn't have the long microphone. He doesn't have the Drew Carey microphone. Kling, summer job. You were part of a focus group in Dubuque, Iowa to watch game shows all summer.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. Also, the defensive coordinator of the Ravens doesn't have as much work done as the other guy.
The other guy has a ton of work. Yeah. So do you think there'll be some whammies out there? And like, you think he'll send the blitz and be like going, no whammies, no whammies.
Tic-tac-toe!
I think he's going to blitz. how much, where are they coming, and will he play what teams have done against Patrick Mahomes since the mid part of the 2000 season, and that is play back, make him be patient. It's what every team has done, essentially. It's what every team in the playoffs did. It's what, obviously, Tampa Bay did in Super Bowl 55. But it's like these guys go, nah, that's not us. We do what we do. It's like the team in basketball that goes, we press. We just play man-to-man pressure. And then you get beat by 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do. Well, we'll try something different. It's the crux of this game. If Wink Martindale does – I just thought it cost them the game against the Raiders. I don't know what you guys thought. But to send eight guys on a cover zero blitz in that instance, just hand it the game to Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's jeopardy if he blitzes against Patrick Mahomes, though. I'll tell you that right now, man. Like,
nice.
I love the fact, though, that these guys, Mitch, like, they're so just wedded to what we do. Is like you said, this is what we do. Okay, but what you do doesn't work. So why not do something different? Because what you do is like the most successful thing that you could do against Patrick Mahomes, because he'll just go right up over the top of you. So I don't care that that's what you always do. The best people in life are able to adjust to certain situations. It doesn't seem like coaches ever want to do that.
Well, let's go back to last Sunday's game. At halftime, Coach Reed and Bieniemy get together and they go, we got to run the ball enough. We got to run some here. And that's what happened in the third quarter. It really set up the fourth quarter. We talk about, oh, gosh, did you – you know, we thought they would come back. But a big part of the script was the fact that the Chiefs had the ball for 24 plays in the third quarter, and the Browns had it for three. Now, Kansas City wasn't running the ball like Army, but it was enough where the game kind of changed. Well, that was a big adjustment made in just a couple of minutes by Coach Reed and Eric Bieniemy. Defensively, you saw it as well. You saw some adjustments made by Spags, because he had time in the third quarter. Coach gave him the time by saying, hey, we're going to play keep away. But they had to figure out those three tight end schemes and what Cleveland was doing to, and then to win on first down. But to your point, it's probably the biggest reason the Chiefs won the game, other than Mahomes' poise on Sunday.
Milestone ahead as well. Andy Reid picks up a victory. That's 100 total wins as the head coach of the Chiefs, and over 100 wins, of course, in Philadelphia. That's pretty impressive. And when is the day where younger fans go, he coached in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Well, and that's in 2 weeks. It'll be a big story, too. But no coach has ever done it in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the four guys that are in front of him in total wins in NFL history, you're going, this guy is our current coach. That's what people will wonder, Kling. Your grandkids will go, hey, Grandpa, Andy Reid was the Chiefs coach? Wow, you guys had one of the greatest coaches of all time. No coach has won 100 games with two different franchises. And you think about the great – there's a lot of great coaches that coach with two different franchises. Don Shula, Lombardi, I know he got ill. But the fact what Andy has done for two different places, it basically gave them the greatest moments of their franchise's history, almost in Philadelphia's case. But for sure here in Kansas City, it's remarkable what the guy's done. And really kind of understated, because he's not a self-promoter and you don't hear Mike Florio talking about him all the time.
Well, and I think also, too, to Kling's point, Mitch, we are into a era now where he's been here long enough where there are probably players coming into the NFL who go, oh, that's right, I kind of remember him coaching the Eagles. You know, like, we're getting to that point where he is going to be identified as the Chiefs head coach and the Eagle stuff is going to be an afterthought.
Yeah, it's nuts, but it's what's understated, too, is when he took over the Eagles in 1999, they were not the, you know, the Super Bowl-winning Eagles. They were
right.
A mess. You know that.
They were a mess.
It was a mess, and they couldn't figure out. They couldn't get out of their own way, and Andy Reid comes in and almost immediately takes them a year, like here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, here it was more immediate, but once they hit 2000 to 2004, they all this. And the other thing is they took over their division. Same story. In the NFC East, it was the Cowboys. It was the Washington football team, New York Giants. They were just – the Eagles were the afterthought in that division until Andy took it over. In 14 years, I think he won 8 division titles. Here, same thing. The Chiefs would have a run now and then, but they were still, oh, you guys are nice. Just be 9-7 or 7-9. Better if you're going to be 4-12. And Andy took over the division. Who in the Broncos' mind thought that they would lose, what, 11 straight times to the Chiefs or have Kansas City win 5 straight division titles? or in the mind of the Raiders or Chargers.
Well, each week we're going to ask you about a moment of your career facing off against this current opponent. What's your memory, your favorite memory of playing the Baltimore Ravens?
You guys have all worked with producers that are going, all right, here's what we're going to do in this game. It's happened to me in college basketball. There was a time they told me, you're going to do 9 Trae Young promos.
Oh,
I
boy.
Am. Didn't he just lose to Oklahoma State by 30 and he took 40 shots? And yeah, but we're going to do the promo. It's a Sonic blockbuster, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, 2004, we go to Baltimore. They're really good. Remember, they won the Super Bowl, the 2000 Raven defense, considered second maybe at all time to the 85 Bears. And they're going to mic up Ray Lewis. This is going to be great. Ray Lewis is just going to destroy everything red in his path, and he's going to be mic'd up, and we're all going to laugh, and ha, ha, ha. Do you remember that game?
It was the single greatest mic'd up performance ever.
It's like, get him off me. What are you guys doing? Nobody else is helping me out here. This guy's hitting me in the chest and taking oxygen out of my lungs. Oh, it's Will Shields.
Yep.
Oh, it's Brian Waters. It was hilarious. Oh, it's you know, the entire offensive line crashed in on him. Oh, it's Casey Wegman. Casey Wegman, who's this case? It's like, you guys aren't doing your job. I mean, the producer's going to be sitting there with his head, you know, his hands in his head, like, wow, this didn't work at all.
You know, anybody you talk to from that team, they will tell you that's the single best moment of their era. I mean, Dick Vermeil has said it on this station. Al Saunders has said it on this station. You ask them, like, what was your kind of your favorite moment? You know, they're like, oh, that day where we got Ray Lewis good. Like they whatever they did that day with Brian Waters and Will Shields, and you mentioned Casey Wegman as well, those guys all look back on that game and go, yeah, that was a major bright spot for us, because nobody could contain Ray Lewis up until then, and nobody contained him after that. It was like this one blip on the radar screen where the two Chiefs, and I say both Hall of Famers, because I think Brian Waters belongs in the Hall of Fame as well, both of those guards went after Ray Lewis and owned him that night, man. It was unbelievable to watch. And I was in Baltimore for that game, so I remember being there and then having to catch up on the mic'd up stuff afterwards, but that was truly a clinic on how to play offensive guard.
Yeah, and his lungs were just out of oxygen. It reminded me of the first Longest Yard movie where they just lined up and went after the guys. Like the Chiefs would snap the ball and all 11, 10 guys other than were snapping it would be lined up just to go hit Ray Lewis one after the other. It was hilarious. Let's say it went off script for the Ravens, and I think it was ESPN that night.
Mitch, we'll meet you in Baltimore. How's that sound?
Can't wait to see you, Kling. Bring those game show videos, and we can do the focus group testing on it. So we'll be ready to go. And crab cakes.
I was going
to
say, don't get the crabs while you're in Baltimore. Get the crab cakes.
Crab
better cakes. Value for your money, right?
Much better value for your money.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Sounds safer and better.
That's
yeah,
right.
Thanks for that. You're full of wisdom, Bob.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That is Mitch Holtz's voice of the Chiefs, joins us each and every Friday at 7:30, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. Chiefs at Baltimore Sunday night, 7:20 on 106.5. The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holtz and Dane and Hughes on the call on Sunday night for that matchup.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.